This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the Bilderberg Group meets in secret to push world government. But Davos is basically made up of the exact same people and over 1,000 members of the media and jetliners landing full of prostitutes. They're high atop a mountain right now in Davos, Switzerland, and they are scheming on how to basically further enslave the middle class. Here's a special report.
The meeting to terminate the American middle class is underway atop a mountain of greed located in the highest town in the Alps, Davos, Switzerland, from January 20th to January 23rd. The invitation-only annual globalist event of 2,500 attendees includes 40 heads of state, a smattering of celebrities, and 14 Nobel laureates. The average ticket to the male-dominated assemblage costs $27,000 to attend. Reuters reports. Anti-poverty charity Oxfam announced that just 62 people, 53 of them men, own as much wealth as the poorest half of the entire world population, and the richest 1% of those own more than the other 99% put together. The wealth gap is widening faster than anyone anticipated, with the 1% overtaking the rest 1 year earlier than Oxfam had predicted only a year ago. Among the key figures in Davos will be U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, Secretary of State John Kerry, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and the foreign ministers of both Iran and Saudi Arabia. As the global economy slows, populism grows, and the daily possibility of a derivative-inflated bubble bursting has world leaders and their mega corporate banking counterparts racing to close the diminishing gap on the American middle class as a hasty bid to reduce the United States to a third world nation dominated by surveillance technology. Sedici Innovation CEO Rob Leslie, an agenda contributor for the 2016 World Economic Annual Meeting in Davos, says the availability and resolution of imaging from satellites, drones, self-driving cars, and more will continue to increase exponentially. This will drive the creation of ever more sophisticated analysis algorithms, products, and companies, basically trapping the American population like rats in a cage. Among the 250 closed-door meetings and elbow-rubbing parties will be discussions about the status of job-stealing robots, the current invasion of Europe and the United States by the engineered migration crisis, the shocking populism of Donald Trump, bragging of hidden redoubts, and a growing interest in fleeing Earth altogether for Mars. As the Gini coefficient, an indicator of the level of inequality Americans now live under, is now higher than the Philippines and Vietnam. Family debt levels continue to increase. The middle class has shrunken by over 11% since 1971, while President Obama and others continue to lie about job growth, which has stayed relatively flat in comparison to the skyrocketing corporate profit growth. So it would only make sense that the richer the very few get, the more paranoid they become.
Basically, we're destabilizing the world. We're creating massive amounts of fear. And we're spending all of our money on surveillance and control. And I have a slide from Medard Gabel on how much we spend on war and how if we spent a third of that on peace, we could give every single person on the planet a two-story cinder block home with running water, electricity, and even a swimming pool. The injustice that is being perpetuated right now, we now know that 62 people on the planet have as much wealth as the lower 3 billion. This is insane. Concentration of wealth, and I have you've showed it on your show before, my preconditions of revolution chart. The preconditions of revolution all exist in the United States of America today. We are like a house that has been soaked in gasoline with ammunition put in every room, and we're just waiting for the first match to blow by.
John Bound for InfoWars.com.
I tell you, John Bound does incredible reports every day for InfoWars.com. We salute his work. We'll be back with the big transmission.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praise the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates, and they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
The Dow has plunged another 450 points, S&P at lowest level since late 2014, as oil continues its catastrophic slide into depressionary oblivion. The Baltic Dry Shipping Index is the lowest in its history, as not one ship, container ship, in the last month, it's hard to believe, but it's true, has moved between China and the United States. Rail carrying rates is at the lowest recorded in modern times. We are in a cardiac arrest economically. And Obama last Monday of last week told us that it was completely made up and pure propaganda and a fantasy world. But what was the exact quote? Maybe we can find it again. That our economy wasn't the strongest in the world and doing great and getting stronger. I mean, he went on for like 5 minutes.
It's wild. We're going to be going over this today and opening the phones up in the first half of the broadcast. Global stock markets dive amid oil rout developing. World faces wave of epic debt defaults. Russia's ruble hits all-time low. 365 days until Obama leaves office. Yes, in less than 11 months, he'll no longer be El Presidente for the November election, but he won't be gone until the 20th of January 2017. He will be sitting in the Oval Office. The globalists have pushed for this for a long time. They are very close to having what the British Empire failed to do, and that is to have a complete planetary government. It is a very, very incredible time to be alive. Another headline from DrudgeReport.com. Chip enables brain to communicate directly with computer. Scientists find evidence of ninth planet in the solar system after delisting Pluto as a planet and naming it a member of the hundreds of objects in the Kuiper Belt. But now they have found another planet bigger than Pluto and are looking at listing it as a planet. We're going to get into that today as well. What an epic time to be alive. Women are beginning in polls to turn against Hillary. As it comes out, her brutal defense of her beard, Bill Clinton, when he would brutally rape women and they would settle the cases, she would go out and attack dog them, saying they were liars, and have her feminist surrogates attack dog them. Because all they are is women more male than men who wish to slap around and control and put their boot on other women's throats. They're women that want to shove men out of the way at the trough. Predatory men. They want to shove them aside like rooting pigs at a slop feast and put their snouts in there themselves and dominate the great feminine energy. They're not feminine at all. They're dogs. Global warming. Major snowstorm may threaten D.C., New York, but again, they're saying it's global warming. That's some of the stories up on InfoWars.com. 13 hours with the CIA and Hillary don't want you to see. Who will lead the UN to world domination? Another very important report. That's just some of the news up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Another headline, Louis Farrakhan exposes the real white devils. Oh, yes, that video is up on the site. And we will be premiering today an hour-long boil-down of the two-hour Louis Farrakhan interview that I conducted 2 weeks ago today. Or yesterday in Phoenix, Arizona. And then the full interview, 2+ hours, will go up this afternoon on InfoWars.com. And we might as well just get the article from their newspaper, Final Call, that's a transcript of much of the interview, and just post that and post the video in with it. But there are several excerpts we haven't aired yet. Ahead of that today, where Louis Farrakhan dares the mainstream media to actually report on what he says in this interview, and where he also talks about the Federal Reserve, the foreign banking cartel that controls America. And a lot of people will say, hey, I hate Louis Farrakhan. He's the black racist that says that white people are basically the devil and cannot be reformed. And Louis Farrakhan did say that 30 years ago, and he said less sensational, less infamous things since then, but still very incendiary, that are taken and put on the news out of context. And I'm not defending everything he said. I'm simply trying to have a coup against the globalist and people like George Soros that want a race war in this country for destabilization, that if the liberty movement can de-escalate the developed fissures that are in the community, some real, some exacerbated, between whites and blacks and others, and come together against the real threat, the new world order that is manipulating our genetics, that is poisoning our water, that is forcing inoculations on us, that is engaged in just incredible levels of oppression. If we can do that, it is a giant victory. Now, I'm not likening Louis Farrakhan to Hitler, but let's use that analogy. If I could meet with Hitler in 1935, when he'd been in power 2 years, but hadn't committed giant atrocities yet, and hadn't been manipulated by the West, which has been declassified, into starting World War II, we could have changed the course of history. If somebody else could have talked to Hitler and gotten Hitler to change his views and to grow and to get outside the controlled paradigm, imagine how the world would be different today. Now, I use that allegory to pick a really bad guy to compare to Farrakhan, not because I think that fits, but just for the sake of argument. If you could get Hitler to change his mind, why wouldn't you go and try to do it like Mahatma Gandhi, who was friends with Hitler, did in multiple letters? The two were pen pals. Both didn't like the British Empire. You can judge Gandhi for that, but Hitler was seen as a reformer even by liberals in Europe and the United States until about 1939. He was Time Magazine Man of the Year twice. So what I'm getting at here, he was in gardening magazines and vegetarian magazines, and my grandfather, I remember hearing Dallas radio praise him and play his speeches and translate it into English. It's the same thing. If I could meet with Obama and get him to change his mind and change his worldview or grow, I would do it. If I could meet with David Duke and do that, I had David Duke on, and it was all just about scoring points, and I was literally trying to just get him to understand there's a larger threat against humanity than the threats he is postulating, and that people need to come together and just be against eugenics, and he just didn't want to hear it. And then folks said, oh, David Duke won the debate. It wasn't really a debate. It was me trying to have a discussion with somebody that is incendiary and that is a major leader, probably the greatest, quote, white nationalist leader in the world. In fact, I think undoubtedly, hands down. Well, Louis Farrakhan, I was thinking about this last night talking to Rob Dube and talking to Josh Owens back there in their offices. Actually, we did a Facebook mention, so it's on video, where we were just thinking aloud, saying, you know, Louis Farrakhan is in the top 10 most famous black people in history. And in the last 100 years, he's in the top 5 or 6. And currently, he's probably the second most influential famous black person in the world after Barack Obama. When we talk about politics, not sports, because that comes and goes. The video is Farrakhan Dash, New Poison Found in Water, because part of it's about Farrakhan, the other part's about what they found in the Flint water. Because it's Barack Obama, then it's Louis Farrakhan. I mean, obviously, you could say it's somebody like Nelson Mandela, even more famous than him, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, about as famous as Louis Farrakhan, maybe more so with pop culture. And so it's important to do these type of things. And that's why we did it. And it's a very thought-provoking interview. The full 2 hour, basically nothing's cut out. It's not a proper term to say unedited, because we take parts where he talks about the same subject here, and then an hour later we put that together, put a lot of interesting historical clips in. It's kind of a documentary. That's going to go up the next few hours at InfoWars.com. But we're going to air large excerpts, an hour of it, coming up at the bottom of the next hour through the third hour. And then David Knight's going to host with huge news. They have the BLM on video bragging about stealing the mine out in Oregon.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
All right, let me break down the news right now. I'm going to open the phones up as well. Free-for-all, long-time callers, first-time callers. You disagree, you agree. All I ask is you have a clear phone and be ready. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I am Alex Jones, your host. I don't know where to start. Every day now, there's like five or six new videos of the migrants in Europe stabbing people, robbing people, trying to rape women, raping women, running around burning things, shooting guns in the air, hijacking cars, and then articles where the police will attack anybody that demonstrates against it. I mean, I've got a stack of news. And now Afghans saying, I can't stand being in Europe. I want to kill the Europeans and eat them. I mean, it just gets crazier and crazier. You have all these liberal aid workers trying to bring food and stuff, and they get robbed and stabbed. I mean, it's just over the top. And then you ask, why is Europe doing this? Because they want to break the West. They want to make us submit. But then there's good news. Texas battling against tyranny as usual. Supreme Court to hear Obama. Immigration challenge. And I know this came out yesterday and we mentioned it, but notice it's Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton who's leading 26 states in this lawsuit and now beginning lawsuits on the gun executive orders. Meanwhile, Larry Klayman, who successfully got the NSA spying overturned for over a year until another court reversed it, now he's battling there. He's introduced a lawsuit to stop Obama's executive gun control grab. But let's go back to Ken Paxton. Remember last year I said Paxton is filing suit on this and on shutting down our power plants and on going after the guns at that time on executive actions. And so what'd they do? They indicted him through Democrats they control and through the politicized state police. I'm not saying all the state police are bad, but they've been federalized, folks. For all intents and purposes, it's very, very sad. And they, at a dinner, he talked to three people about a stock he thought was good when they asked him, and he'd forgotten to file a piece of paper that he was a financial instrument salesman, basically, a stock seller, and that he was involved in the company, even though he hadn't been involved in, or trading the stocks in over a year and a half. And all these other lawyers and experts looked at it and said, it's not even unethical. But they don't care, see? Hillary can take billions from foreign dictators to sell weapons and order a stand down in Benghazi and be involved in all these other crimes. And Obama can have the IRS persecuting people publicly and be caught lying. And she can be caught lying with classified emails. And it's no problem. But the Texas Attorney General, a protege of the governor, who was attorney general, stands up and they've indicted him. See, they don't come as redcoats like they did in 1776 to arrest the founding fathers. They come with kangaroo courts. And in Travis County and in one other Texas county run by Democrats, you've seen them go after Ken Lay. And then he magically just disappears when he's supposedly going to be sent to prison. And that's because the Republicans and the Democrats at the top are basically the same people. But you look at places like Texas where people aren't doing anything wrong and they're being persecuted. And, of course, it was Enron and Al Gore and all the rest of them who developed the carbon tax fraud idea. Bipartisan, just like Republicans came up with the Obamacare screw job, and then they have their Democrat lackeys run it through over their idiot constituents. And I know I'm digressing. It's just, out of all the news, there's so much of it here. I mean, I'm swimming in it. New planets being discovered in the solar system and just crazy stuff in the economy, worldwide meltdowns happening, oil plunging, all the rest of it. Federal land grabs going on all over the country. But with the backdrop, all over the United States and all over Europe, they are indicting and arresting people for their speech. In France and Germany, they don't even hide it. If you're a member of the Congress or the Parliament or the government, or you're the number one presidential candidate and the leader of the fastest growing party in France, you're the daughter of one of the most famous statesmen, and you say we're under Islamic invasion and they arrested her and now they're fining her and about to arrest her again. Again, we are under insane levels of bizarro leftist oppression. It's not coming. It's here. And they're going for broke, and their constituents want to be screwed over.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones, the GCN Radio Network.
They're lunatics. They love to be abused. They love being dumb.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
There are so many incredible reports to play. Right. Just during the break, we have those little news pieces instead of commercials sometimes. Because I think information is even more important than basically anything else we do, obviously. And it was Jakari Jackson with a report about how they just demolished the birthplace of the Bill of Rights. Oh, and then remembered it was a historic building. Just a microcosm of what's happening everywhere else across the society. And then we have this report that I aired at the very start of the broadcast in that little five-minute section that some stations don't carry that John Bowne did on the big Davos meeting that is kicking off, that is the public version of the Bilderberg Group meeting. I'm going to be talking about that in a moment and going to your phone calls. And then another report we've got that David Knight filed on Dumb and Dumber smart guns that's very informative but also very, very funny. And I've just got to say, the brain trust of the reporters we've got here and the quality of information they're putting out is unprecedented. And I know that many of their reports get seen and heard by millions of people. But then sometimes they put a report out, I don't air it on air, and it just gets 20,000 views on YouTube and a couple hundred thousand on the nightly news, which is still great. It's just that if the world could see that Davos report, if the world could see what we're doing, what we're covering, we could really turn things around very, very quickly. Because the globalists really have stolen the future. They're a breakaway civilization, and they're running with the ball towards the finish line. The general public's in a trance still. They're starting to wake up. They're starting to figure out that something's going on and that they've been sleepwalking, but they need to really get awake fast. They need cold ice water in a big old, you know, cooler, like at the end of a football game, dumping it on the winner of the team, on the head coach. We need ice buckets poured on the American people's heads. You know, you had the ice bucket challenge that was so viral a few years ago, all about raising money for, was it muscular dystrophy or something? I forget. What about an ice bucket challenge to wake up to the tyranny and wake up to the fact that our birthrights are all being stolen? And that's why I was so happy to interview Louis Farrakhan. I mean, I could shoot a Facebook mentions or do a YouTube video, and it gets 1 million, 2 million, 3 million views. And used to, maybe every 15 videos I did got 1 million, 2 million views. Now every third or fourth video does. And I'm not bragging, but I could just be sitting there talking about some news item, and it gets 3 million views. And then we spend thousands of dollars, time, energy with a Farrakhan interview, and I hope it gets watched 1 million times on YouTube. It, of course, will be seen by millions of people here on the air and heard. But it's really weird, like something you work incredibly hard on, that you put so much energy into, that's so important, that could really change things, it won't hit and be big, and then some other little side issue, or me arguing with somebody on the side of the street will be seen 20 million times. But, you know, it's all in God's larger plan. And another thing is I hear all these rave reviews on the street. I hear all these rave reviews in the hallways by the crew members. You know, Leanne McAdoo talking about what Super Female Vitality's done for her. I'm going to do a plug right now and then go to the news and your calls. People on the street come up and, you know, tell me. You can read the reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. But Rob Dew, who wanted to do such a good job on the big full Farrakhan interview that's going to go up later this afternoon, at InfoWars.com. We're going to be hearing big excerpts coming up middle of the next hour. He was sitting back there in Buckley's office talking about the rollout of the video today and news articles with it and things like that. And I was walking by from the water cooler and heard him going, no, it's incredible. You know, I really feel great. Coffee just won't do it for me. But I worked till 6 a.m. yesterday getting it finished. And then came back in a few hours ago to make sure it had imported and dumped back out. And, of course, the video had failed, so he's exporting the full interview again. That's what will come out a little bit later this afternoon now. You know, we have done the 50-minute one, 60-minute one we're going to be airing on air that's the boil-down. He said, but I tell you, brain force is the most incredible thing. I've tried other energy pills, and I'm just kind of sitting there by the door listening. But he goes, it's amazing the clean energy it just gave me right through. And then I went and slept a few hours, took some more, and I'm awake again. And I step around the corner and I go, I'm eavesdropping. I said, why don't you go do a video testimonial about that, dude? And he goes, oh, yeah, I should. And I go, well, you're too tired. Do it later. But I said, you know what? It's spontaneous. It's real. I'm about to go do the plug of the hour, which funds our operation. If you go read about Brain Force, and I don't promote them enough, but it is a, what do they call it, nootropic, thought-based. And it's not based on stimulants, folks. It's got some green tea extract in there. It's based on some things that are prescription in Europe that really are brain food that the brain's based on, that's been key cofactors. And there's a whole list of them. But we set out to make the best brain pill. And it also helps other nerves in the body, obviously. But the best neurological pill we could. And it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Instead of having afternoon coffee, I actually forgot to drink coffee this morning. slept a little late today, didn't work out, so I'm having my cup of coffee, usually about one cup of coffee a day now. And if I'm out on the road doing stuff, I'm really tired, coffee doesn't do it anymore. There's just a time in your life where you drink two cups of coffee and you're ready to go to sleep, actually. But Brain Force, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it. Find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off. And without further ado, I want to get back in the news, but Dew is here in the control room, which, by the way, we now have an over-the-head shot of the control room that's simply amazing. We'll show the TV viewers that here in a moment as well. I'm very, very proud of what we've built here there on the InfoWars News Center. Looks like the deck of a Imperial Star Destroyer command base. But Rob Dew joins us, and with George Washington, banner behind him, fitting. Dew, you're amazing. Now, I told you, quit killing yourself 4 or 5 days ago. I said the interview is important, but my gosh, you guys are like making a film here. It's basically turned into documentaries, two of them. But you worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. And tell us what Brain Force did. I guess I just repeated what I heard you say, but tell folks what I was hiding around the corner listening to.
Sure, yeah. So last night I'd been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball with my five-year-old. I get in here at 8:30. Josh is in here finishing up working, and I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it, and I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I hadn't had an intro for it. And I got my bottle of Brain Force right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up in your head. If you have that fog, people know what the fog is. You know,
oh, yeah. After I got off the air after four hours, I feel like I've been hit by a truck. Yeah. And a lot of times I forget and I go, wait, take another Brain Force.
Exactly. And after that hit, I was super strong to about 2:30, 3 in the morning. I took another little break, walked around, finished up. And, you know, it's a long interview. Let me tell you, to go through everything, if you want to change one thing, you got to go through and make sure everything else has changed. So it's a lot of, I haven't pulled an all nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brain Force. And I'm almost sure of that. And then I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brain Force and came in. And I'm not going to do this every day, but I do want to add one more person who I got on Brain Force. Travis is detoxing from coffee is what he says. He says, I'm trying to get caffeine out of my system.
And I don't know. Travis didn't look bad, but he's lost weight. He looks more manly, and he always looked manly, but he's
around the office. He runs around the office now. And I said, hey, man, try Brain Force.
He's got
really?
A Clint Eastwood look in his eye now. I'm not kidding.
And he took it, and I walked by 15 minutes later. He's like, oh, my God, this stuff works. People, you really won't believe it until you try it yourself. And all I could say is it works, and it works emphatically. I mean, it's not like, I kind of feel better. You're going to notice the results within 15 minutes if you're like me.
And by the way, I've tried whole caplets of green tea. I've tried other stuff. And, again, stimulants actually usually relax me. That's why alcohol is a stimulant for me, because I'm kind of the opposite. I guess I'm ADHD. That's what they said when I was in school. But the point is, bouncing off the walls, lots of energy. Stimulants make me calm. Depressants make me hyper. And so that's why I like Brain Force, is because if I got to work till 2, 3, 4 in the morning, a six-pack of beer used to do it. Now, nope, not going to do the drinking. Going to take the Brain Force, because coffee, again, in the morning wakes me up, makes me sleepy at night. I'm kind of digressing off of this discussion of this, but I just heard the other part of your talk that, yeah, other stimulants don't work. Well, that's because this isn't really a stimulant. It's got these compounds and factors in it. Folks can read the scientific facts themselves, InfoWarsLife.com, that are building blocks in the brain for the electrochemical processes in the brain itself. Not something that just jazzes it and speeds it all up. It just allows the brain to operate with more efficiency. And I think that's basically the way to describe it. Just try it, folks. You're supporting the broadcast regardless. Thank you so much, Rob Dew. Any other points about the Farrakhan interview coming up?
I hope people get this out to everybody. I hope they watch the 50-minute version. I hope they watch the two-hour version. I mean, it really is. You two guys coming together, I think, is a very positive thing in this world, especially with what we're going through now. And we need more people to come together, put aside petty differences, and really start making a stand against the people that are really trying to kill us. And it's not each other. We should not be, you know, trying to kill each other in the ground level. We should all be working together to get rid of the globalists and what they're doing to us.
And notice really that Farrakhan has said a few incendiary things right around the time of the interview and right after that has been national news all over everything. But when he says, I support Trump not letting Muslims in until they vet who's coming in because terrorists are coming in, when he says all this really incredible news-making stuff, zero coverage because it's not what they want to portray.
Exactly. They only want to portray the guy as a racist hate monger and who, you know, doesn't want to get anybody together. And I think that's exactly opposite of what he really is. And I went back and looked at a bunch of old interviews of him, too, and he does say some fiery things. But I think all through that, and he said this in the interview that you did with him, you know, I have to look out for my people. And then once I've done that, we can all work together. And I think that's been his lifelong mission.
Well, here's what I respect. And I disagree with some of the things he said in the past and even currently. But he's not a coward. He sat down and talked to us because he knows we're real. And all these other communist groups, socialist groups, establishment right-wing groups, they're all cowards. They won't sit down for a real interview. They don't want to debate their ideas. They just want to sit around and take things out of context. And, you know, we put some things in context where he said some really incendiary things I disagree with. But the year he was saying you can't reform the white devils, we cut to police dogs attacking black people and shooting them with fire hoses and black women being beaten over the head with billy clubs. You have to understand the context of when he said that. And I get people's anger. And what's happened to them, but they can't take that experience now, and the globalists use it as mind control to turn them into new political slaves on the Democratic Party plantation. And Farrakhan agreed with that, and he agreed that he has, quote, grown and changed. And, folks, I've grown. I've changed as well. And that doesn't mean Farrakhan's going to be perfect or I'm going to be perfect. It doesn't mean we're all going to hold hands and, you know, jump down the yellow brick road, you know, into the sunset. It just means that I don't want to be in some mindless fight with black people or any other group when the globalists have farms all over the world with humanoids growing inside cows, sheep, pigs. And again, if you're a new listener, you're saying this sounds insane. It's all over the news this week and last week. I knew about it 20 years ago and talked about it. Now it's public that they're growing humanoids. And you say, well, aren't there laws? No, because they're not considered animal or human. So the animal experimentation rules don't apply, and the human ones don't, because they've got it in law they can do it 30 years ago. They've got humanzees. It's just everything, folks. Yes, they've crossed humans with chimpanzees, great apes, you name it. I mean, and I know I just keep getting back to that every day. It's because, come on, folks. We really got to go and fight with each other in the streets and, you know, and be stirred up by Michael Moore and George Soros. I get some of the police are out of control. It's a globalist program. I get they're shooting people in the back. They're getting indicted. They're getting in trouble. You know, it kind of kills the narrative, you know, when it's black cops in the back of the truck where the guy gets beat to death and he's black. There is police brutality. 100-something people, might be as high as 200, get killed questionably every year by police. Is 200 dead on the tops the big issue, or is 4 or 5 million kids being aborted? See? They divert us off into all these distractions. I want to go out to break. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to come back in the next hour, actually, and start directly with your calls, Frank and John and Liberty and Owen and Peter and others. But I do want to come back in the next segment and actually play Louis Farrakhan on who the real white devils are. And then we're also going to play his clip where he says, I dare you know, mainstream media to actually look at what I really said. Because you would think it's newsworthy to have Louis Farrakhan going, I've changed, and, you know, I don't basically think all the white people are the white devil. That's pretty newsmaking. But you notice it's not there. But see, that's why the mainstream media is dying or has already collapsed in many areas, is because we are the media. You think no one will see this interview. You think no one will hear this interview. People will. And it's not about Louis Farrakhan or Alex Jones. It's the fact that whatever these interviews are, whatever the news is, the system doesn't want to see or hear. In the fourth hour, David Knight's going to play the video. The article's going up on InfoWars.com as we speak, where the BLM out there in Oregon got caught on video bragging how they took that mine for themselves and how they're basically piratically stealing property. And so I get the wrong the feds are committing. I get they control most of the land in the West. I get the fact it's under UN control, UN biospheres. I made a film about it in 97. I'm a huge land rights activist. I supported the Bundys when they had grazing rights. But clearly, having people in federal buildings, people being arrested driving federal vehicles around now, people being mailed boxes of sex toys, and then they gripe about it on TV, knowing the image is just ridiculous to make them look stupid, and the people walk into the traps, and it's just not a good place to have that fight. I'm allowed my opinion, and you notice it's being borne out right now that it's a very foolish errand. But you still have to admire people that are trying to do something. They're still a lot better than people that just sit around and watch the NFL all day and don't care. And look, I'm not judging people that watch the NFL. These folks come to me and like, hey, it's not bad. I watch the NFL. And, you know, I'm involved in the Liberty Movement, too. I get it. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to people that play fantasy football all day while their kids are getting hooked on heroin. Or people that don't buy their kids vitamins because and don't give them enough good food to eat because they're busy spending all their money on Powerball. I'm talking to those people. And you know what? If you're feeling guilty, maybe there's a reason. Look, I feel guilty every day that I don't do more, okay? And quite frankly, I have to deal with it because none of us are perfect, and I can't do everything. There's Rob Dew in there, powered by BrainForce, InfoWarsLife.com, and all your purchases make it all possible. We'll be back. Your calls are coming up.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet, the brand new ProPure ProMax high performance shower filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax shower filter from ProPure today.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
though I was a little bit late getting back in the studio, it's okay because it's hard to turn off music like this, isn't it?
Many men steps right up to the microphone. He says it left just as the time bell rings. Good night. Now it's time to go home.
I have never had more news to cover. I have never had more incredible things to talk about. I've never had more incendiary clips and just amazing things. And I've never been more speechless. I was just walking around in the hall earlier going over some news articles that were coming out of the printer. And the reason we always print articles that we look at is because so many times they change them, they remove them, and we want to have a hard copy. And it just kept hitting me that we're in a science fiction movie. How stupid racism is. How stupid infighting is. How stupid tribalism is. But it's all we've got. It's who we are, and it's real because people are being racist to white people and racist to black people. I look at YouTube. I look at InfoWars. I look at all these other sites where you can comment. And it is just a sea of people. It's still a minority, but it's like a third of it. Calling each other the N-word. Calling each other, you know, the honky word. Calling, just, and then you go look, and most of it's bots. It's just people causing infighting. And I just think about what scum the elites are. But, of course, it makes sense. They want the world. They want control. They want to dominate. They want the future. They're going to use whatever means they need to dominate. So they can mutate every plant, every fish, every animal, every human, and splice everything together and grow humanoids inside animals. And it's just not even a news item. And they just report on it like they're talking about a new light bulb that came out. And it's so fantastical, the churches won't even talk about it because they're just won't even get into abortion because that's, quote, political. So now they can't even get into humans being grown and humans being crossed with apes and fish and just and that's what we know about. Can you imagine what else is going on? Should I get to the Farrakhan promo? I have it. It's pretty powerful. Farrakhan on the Federal Reserve and the, quote, real white devil. And you'll say, well, I already know all about the Federal Reserve. I don't need Farrakhan to tell me that's a private foreign bank. Farrakhan is the second biggest black leader in the world after Obama, living black leader. The guy goes and speaks and like 300, 400, 500,000 people come out when he speaks in Libya or he speaks in South Africa or he speaks in Nigeria. So he is a major – see, people always think about demographics. On this radio station, we target males this age to that age. Or on this TV show, we target females this age to that age. I'm targeting everybody, old, young, Russian, Chinese, Mexican, American, Eskimo, purple, polka-dotted, flying purple people eaters. I'm targeting everybody. I want people to watch and listen to me when they get internet in Africa. I want people to listen to me in Latin America. When some village has the UN turn on the computer for them, thinking they're going to get brainwashed by popular culture, I want to have a major offensive in cyberspace so the first thing they hear is Alex Jones. And let them know there's solidarity worldwide, pro-human. Humans better get together because the decision's been made to get rid of us and to merge with machines, and it's being set up to come up against us. But I'm here to tell you, humans don't get tough till they know they're under attack, and the pressure we're put under only make us stronger. I'm here to tell you right now, humanity is going to fight, humanity's going to overcome, humanity's going to win!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.